Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and here with us in the studio, as he is at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothagel. Mike, how are you?
Ian, I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm stumped from the challenge from last time.
In which I said, start with the name Noah Webster. Change one letter to a C, and you can rearrange the result to spell a five-letter word for things that most pine trees have, and a six-letter word for something pine tree branches might be made into. What are the words?
What are they?
Well, if you change the B to a C, you can spell cones and wreath. All right, Ian, on April 21st, 1934... the British tabloid The Daily Mail published what came to be known as the Surgeon's Photograph, reportedly the first photo taken of the head and neck of the Loch Ness Monster. Allegedly taken by a London doctor named Robert Wilson, the photograph has been the subject of controversy and debunking over the years. A 1999 book explained the supposed origin of the photo, which involved revenge on The Daily Mail, not by Wilson, who was merely the person who delivered the photos to the newspaper, and a toy submarine. We'll try not to deliberately mislead anyone this week with our questions about famous hoaxes.
Okay. Fake news.
That's right. A 1917 hoax article about the history of the bathtub chronicled how the fixture's introduction in the U.S. was opposed until 1850, when its use was more broadly accepted after Millard Fillmore installed one in what building?
The White House?
The White House is correct. The fact that he is barefoot on the cover of Abbey Road, cryptic lyrics and backwards messages in songs, and hundreds of other supposed clues led many people to believe a hoax that what musician had died and had been replaced by a lookalike in his band?
Sir Paul.
Sir Paul McCartney is correct. And Paul McCartney sort of parodied this whole hoax with the cover of his 1993 live album called Paul is Live,
yeah,
which parodies many of the clues on the cover of Abbey Road. A fraternal organization known as the Priory of Sion was founded in the 1950s as part of a hoax. Over the years, conspiracy theorists have claimed to have evidence of the group's long-time existence and secrets. In the mid-2000s, the Priory was a major plot element of a book and its subsequent movie adaptation by what author?
Brown. Dan Brown.
Dan Brown specifically, yes. The book, of course, The Da Vinci Code, and its probably many sequels at this point. And some author named Stephen King once said that The Da Vinci Code was, quote, the intellectual equivalent of Kraft macaroni and cheese. Fabricated in the 1860s, the 10-foot Cardiff Giant was a supposed petrified man carved from a block of gypsum and buried on a farm in Cardiff, New York. It attracted large paying crowds, which prompted an offer to purchase the giant. The offer was refused, and the buyer commissioned a replica of the statue. When the replica started attracting crowds, one of the owners of the original statue commented, quote, there's a sucker born every minute. Who commissioned the replica of the Cardiff Giant?
P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum is correct. And the trivia here is that there's a sucker born every minute, of course, is often attributed to P.T. Barnum, but there's really no evidence that he was the one that said it. And this story is part of the reason that it's been attached to him. And finally, gaining widespread popularity in the 1990s via a student project on gullibility, the hoax surrounding a chemical known as dihydrogen monoxide has resurfaced multiple times over the years. The hoax claims, among other things, that DHMO, as it is sometimes known, contributes to the greenhouse effect, can cause severe burns, and is used as an industrial coolant. What is the much more common name for dihydrogen monoxide?
Water.
Yes, that's the exact point of all of that, which is amazingly awesome. What's the largest fake giant you've ever dug up? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
Listeners on 91.9 FM, have you ever seen Champ? quiz@wamc.org, or check out some extra credit at wamc.org/anyquestions, where you can also find this challenge.
Start with the phrase Cardiff Giant. That's CardiffGiant. Change one letter to a B, and you can rearrange the result to spell a three-word phrase, two letters, three letters, seven letters, for where someone who is running late might be stuck. What is the phrase?
Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. And Mike will be back at this same time next week.
And that's not a hoax.